As we're coming, we say, God, give us a service like we've never had. And this scripture came to me, and I quoted it. Hebrews 12:18. And you're going to see how everything aligns with what God is doing. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burn with fire, meaning you have not come to a physical mountain. Jesus said to the woman, now is the time where the true worshipers will arise. Those that shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Spirit. For God is a spirit. He was manifested in flesh through Jesus for the redemption of man. But God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him how? In spirit. And that's why we don't have idols. That's why we don't have candles. Because God is a spirit. That's why when you get saved, your facial expression don't, your features rather don't get saved. Because God saves your spirit. Your spirit, your spirit, your spirit. So we can't touch. For you have not come to a mountain that may be touched and that burn with fire, and that the blackness and darkness and tempest and the sound of trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. This is Exodus. When God called, he said, purify yourself, for tomorrow I'm going to come down among you. And the Bible says the glory of God descended upon Mount Sinai in a cloud and settled on the mountain. And then the people came, but they had instructions, do not touch the mountain. Anybody that touched the mountain will die. If an animal touched the mountain, it's gonna die. Today, when we come to God and we touch him, we get life. When we touch Jesus, we get life. That because of the blood of Jesus, things have changed. And we don't have to come to a physical mountain, but we come directly to God. Because the veil has been torn. You can come to the mountain of God now. Because the veil has been torn. The veil of separation has been removed. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am extremely afraid and trembling. Now Moses, who was God's friend that spoke face to face, heard God's voice, clear instruction. When God came in his fullness or in his power and he displayed himself in such magnitude, he couldn't handle it. But today, we have a treasure waiting on the inside. The same God that he couldn't stand, we can stand him today. Because we have been washed by the water of the Spirit. So now we can handle the presence of God. But what happens is, because we have access so freely, we can take it for granted. And we take it light. And we make the things of the world a mountain compared to God's power. and we elevate what the enemy is throwing at us, and we're saying that this mountain will not be moved. But I came to say the devil is a liar. But look here now. You have not come to Mount Sinai, or a mountain that can be touched. But look, let's see where we are. Let's read together. But you have come where? You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Where have we come to? The heavenly Jerusalem. Now, you don't have to go to Jerusalem. It would be great to go and experience it. But you are in a heavenly place. You have come, he says, Ephesians 1 says, we are seated together in Christ in heavenly places. Now, we're waiting for the new Jerusalem to come down. But the Bible says that we're already there in the spirit. We're already there in the spirit. For those who came to church today, it was a privilege being in church today. It's a privilege. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable, now look here now, to an innumerable company of angels. So, one sister saw angels. We have to have the consciousness that angels are for us. Let me say that again. We don't pray to angels. We don't worship angels. But angels are for us. The Bible says, aren't they all what? Ministering spirits sent by God. It says, be careful, because when you entertain a stranger, you might just be entertaining an angel. The man that led my dad to the Lord, one time he had a financial need and he needed some money. He said a man showed up out of nowhere with a brown paper bag with the money that he needed. Handed in the money. He never saw that man ever again. Have an expectation of ministering angels. Have an expectation of the supernatural, because you have come to New Jerusalem, a place, the city of God. Now, if you're in the city of God, what should you expect? Supernatural things. If you come to New York City, you get what New York City offers. You get the opportunity to get the jobs that are here. You get to ride the subway. You get to get diversity of cuisines. But now you've come to where? The city of God. So what should we expect? The things of God. Are you with me? Supernatural intervention. When Jesus, they said they heard the songs of angels singing. When Jesus was born, the angels, they saw the angels singing. In Revelation 15, go read it. The angels were singing. Revelation 5, rather 11. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne. You see, this God that we serve. You know, sometimes you come to church and the choir says sing and you stand up straight. That's your problem. God does not lack worship. The choir say, stand up, says worship the Lord. I don't feel like it. You're not robbing God. You're blocking the supernatural from coming to you. Remember the lady that came and she begged Jesus. She begged Jesus. The Syrophoenician woman, she begged Jesus. Oh, Jesus, would you heal my child? He says, I didn't come. I can't come to the dogs right now. But I came to the house of Israel. She fell on her face and she worshiped him. And she said, even the dogs desire the crumbs. But what did she do? She dropped and she worshiped. Her worship caused God to turn to her. We're in a supernatural kingdom. If you want to see God move in your life, get worshiping. Get praising. Get adoring. Set yourself in a posture of worship. Because what are the angels? They encircle the throne and the living creatures and the elders in a loud, what kind of voice? Revelations 5:11. With the what kind of voice? Loud. That's kind of soft for the amount of people that's in here. What kind of voice? Loud. We'll take that. That was good. With a loud voice. You got to learn to get loud in your praise. Learn to get loud in your praise. Learn to get loud. Because hey, when you go to heaven, you know, it's going to be a problem. The Bible said the voice of the Lord thunders. Better tune your ears now. Because when Jesus says something, the whole place is going to shake. It's not gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon this lonely child. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So start tuning your spirit. Why do you think Faith Church is so loud? Heaven is a loud place. Heaven is a loud place. He said, praise him upon the loud cymbals. We're a very different church. We understand and we like it. We like it. Because guess what? Soon more people are going to join the river. As the river flows, it brings every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now. Yes, as the river flows, it brings every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river. Lord, let it flow right here, right now. Put your hand in your belly, sing out of my belly. Sing out of my belly. Shall flow rivers of living. Rivers of living waters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of my belly will flow. Out of shall flow rivers of living. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Lord, let it flow right here, right now. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Lord, let it flow right here, right now. Let's continue. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general. Now, let me just go back and sing the song that they were singing in verse 12 of Revelation 5. In a loud voice, they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive what? Power, riches. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. What he has? What else he has? Riches or wealth and wisdom. So let me help you right now. Somebody say, I reject poverty. I reject smallness. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be a fly on the wall. But I will be rich. I will be wealthy. I expand right now in the name of Jesus. I am not weak because Jesus has given me power. He has given me authority. And I walk in it. I receive wisdom. Because Jesus is the holder of wisdom. I receive it from him right now. Your word says in James 1. All right, go with me. Your word says in James 1. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Let him ask. Let him ask. And he will receive. He will receive. Say, I receive wisdom for my days. I'm not going back to my old ways, but I traverse with wisdom, with wisdom, with wisdom. Beyond my age, beyond my learning, I receive from the Spirit of wisdom. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a praise. Power, wealth, wisdom, strength. Let the weak say that they are strong. Say, I receive strength. Honor and glory and praise. Listen, the God that we serve is the only one who is worthy of honor, glory, and praise. So let's go back to Hebrews now. But you've come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Say, I receive help today. Lord, let your angels assist me. Position them for my advancement. Position them for my advancement. Position them to minister to me. They're ministering spirits, and I receive their ministry. Amen. Oh my God. Jesus, you know, when Elijah was at the brook, who did God send? An angel to minister. You know, I was thinking about this thing, and I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. There are many things that are not written in the New Testament because they're already established in the Old. There are certain things that were undone, like sacrifices and atonement through the blood of animals. But the things that were established, like praise, like worship, like the help of angels, were not nullified when we got over. Like tithes and offering was not nullified. It came over with us to the new covenant. So there are many things that we're yet to receive. There are many things that we are yet to receive. Amen? Somebody say glory to glory. Somebody say glory to glory. Grace to grace. Hallelujah. Lord, let there be great grace among us. Let there be great grace. Unarguable grace. A grace that cannot be contend with. And a grace that cannot be discounted because of manifestation. In Jesus' name. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Lord, let it flow right here. Right now, let's go to the General Assembly and Church of the who? The firstborn who are registered in heaven. You see, the church is not a physical place. We meet in a physical building. But the church is a supernatural place. The church is a supernatural place. Amen? Did you receive that? So when you leave your homes on a Sunday, you're not coming for a natural gathering. This is not the mall. This is not the supermarket. This is not Sephora. You come to a supernatural place. And you come for supernatural encounters. You come where you're coming with a burden, you're going to get delivered. You come and come with a mindset. When you hear a word, latch on to the word. That's how you will get what is in the word. Are you with me? So, to God the judge, mighty God. God is still the judge, you know that? He's the one that will judge the living and the dead. The judge of who? All. You see, the kingdom that we're in, the reason it's called kingdom is because there's a king. There is one that rules. And this king is the king of kings. He's the highest power that exists. God has not lost any of his power because grace has been revealed. But it's a reminder that we ought to have the fear of God because he is the judge. To the spirit of just men, what happened? They got made perfect. This is what God has done in us. He has perfected your spirit. All the struggle that you're facing, the answer is already in your spirit. All the answer is already locked up in your spirit. The moment you get saved, the Holy Spirit and your spirit becomes one. All the struggles you're facing, you just got to tap out of the flesh and tap into the spirit. Okay. Let's go. We have come to who? Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. The mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better. Somebody say better. Better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood calls out for vengeance and justice. But mighty God, the blood of sprinkling calls out for mercy. The blood of Jesus calls out for mercy. When Jesus died, the mercy of God was unlocked, that now man can receive the forgiveness of sin. Man can receive the justification that comes by the Spirit. Us being made right as if we have never sinned. We receive the redemption. We're brought back to God. Jesus, when we look at the cross, he doesn't say judgment, judgment, judgment. No, it says mercy, 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 mercy. That's why you got to stop pleading the blood on people that you're angry with. You know, he said, plead the blood on them. No, don't do that. That is illiteracy. That is illiteracy. The more you put blood on them, is more mercy they're getting. And you're wondering how they're kept. You think they're going to die. But more the mercy of God is reached out. And then God save them and make them big shining lights. Come on, give God praise. So give people the blood, but with the understanding that it preserves, it keeps, it uplifts, it blesses, and it ushers them in to what is locked up in God. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.